Frank, as you know, Pirates lost a member of your extended family, let's say, and longtime Pirate fan, Indiana County, well-known businessman for many years and well-known as a Pirate fan, George Corey. And I know he meant a lot to the organization, didn't he?
He certainly did. Personally, he was a good friend of mine. I enjoyed spending time with George, and we would have dinner together. We'd sit and watch Pirates baseball together. So he really was a beloved member of our family, not only by myself, but from everybody who got an opportunity to come in contact with George. Loved him. He was a friend, and we're saddened, deeply saddened, to see that he passed, and shocked because it happened so quickly. So on behalf of the entire organization, I want to make sure that I send out our prayers and our love to George's daughters, his grandchildren, and his entire family. He was an incredible Pirates fan, as you mentioned, Mark. For nearly 50 years, George would take the hour and a half drive to and from PNC Park or Three Rivers Stadium from Homer City, and to watch virtually every one of the club's 81 home games. In fact, he missed only a handful of games over those nearly five decades. He attended almost 4,000 games in Pittsburgh and many more on the road, and George would love to go to All-Star games across the country as well, and we would help him find a way to get some tickets to those games. He was a fixture down the first baseline. He became friends with the players, first base coaches, umpires who umpired at first base, and certainly all of our game day staff who worked his section and all around him. In fact, while I think the Pirates gave George great joy when he would come to the ballpark or follow us on TV or radio, George enhanced the lives and the ballpark experience for all of us at Three River Stadium and PNC Park for all of those years. And each and every member of our organization that had the opportunity to interact with George fell in love with him. George, as you know, would love to talk baseball, Pirates baseball in particular, and politics. And he was extremely knowledgeable and opinionated on both subjects.
Section 8 was one of the more lively sections at PNC Park because of George.
It certainly was. It great fans who had been long time season ticket holders in that section, and it was part of a family. We have many sections at PNC Park where fans and season ticket holders have been together for many years, and Section 8 is one of the closest there. I had an opportunity to go out and celebrate with Father Bill Schwartz his 50th year of ordination as a Catholic priest. He's another famous Section 8 attendee virtually every night, and I know he and George used to love to get together each night.
A lot of first base coaches knew George from around the National League. Did you ever get any complaints?
No complaints, but they all knew George was into the game and would love to banter with them prior to the game and between innings during downtime. And as I said, he knew his game of baseball, and he would give his opinions to the first base coaches, and the umpires all knew him as well. And George made it a point to learn the new first base coaches of the Pittsburgh Pirates and to break them in, so to speak.
I have to say this, and I say it with respect, because I heard it a number of times through the years. All glove, no bat. He ever tell you that story? He was as good defensively as Keith Hernandez.
He certainly did. He was a tremendous first baseman, just couldn't hit. And back in the day, you could get away with being a tremendous glove man and not much of a bat if you played shortstop. Even that's challenging today, but you certainly couldn't do it at first base. So that was a challenge to make it all the way to the big leagues. But I do understand from some independent third parties that George could really pick it at first.
You thought enough of George that you came to a special celebration. I remember being there with you at the Red Barn Sportsman's Club, and I told you that you're going to be surprised when you're heading up the road to the Red Barn Sportsman's Club, but that was a special night, wasn't it? I believe it was for a milestone birthday.
It was his 80th birthday, and I was honored to be asked to join George and his family and friends and many, many of them showed up on what I recall to be an extraordinarily cold and perhaps a snowy night. And the sports barn is on my GPS, so I did find it without any trouble. And we had a wonderful evening celebrating George's life, and it was great to get to meet so many members of his family who I hadn't had a pleasure of meeting yet, and we had a terrific meal and a terrific time celebrating 80 years with George.
I can't imagine, Frank, that there are many Pirates fans with his track record, if any.
I can't imagine either, Mark. He was...
And that would include somebody that lives across the street from PNC Park that's a huge Pirate fan.
Let alone taking that three-hour round trip every single night of a home game, and the times that he missed were either celebrations such as weddings or perhaps the funeral. It was it took a lot for George not to be in his seat at Three Rivers Stadium or PNC Park when the Pirates were playing a home game.
Well, needless to say, if George was a fan that was paid based on performance as a fan and his loyalty, he would be the richest fan in Major League Baseball, maybe along the lines of what Bryce Harper is about to get.
I think he would, I would agree with that, but more importantly, George made us all richer here at the Pittsburgh Pirates, because he was such a great friend. And when we open the 2019 season at PNC Park on April 1, we'll certainly miss George dearly and deeply, but we'll never forget him, because he was one of the greatest fans this franchise has ever had in its long and storied history.
Frank, thanks for doing this. I couldn't agree with you more. George Corey will be missed.
My pleasure. Thanks for the opportunity, Mark.